This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced the constitution of a high-power task force on examination reforms headed by renowned technology expert Nandan Nilekani. In a video message, Mr. Modi said the task force will focus on strengthening the examination system and based on its recommendations, necessary steps will be taken at the earliest to ensure the credibility of future examinations. The PM said the country's examination system must be trustworthy, transparent and leverage technology to the maximum extent. The Prime Minister added that the government is also moving towards introducing a new law in Parliament tomorrow with stringent provisions to deal with examination-related irregularities. Mr. Modi reaffirmed the government's commitment to protecting the integrity of competitive examinations and safeguarding the future of millions of students.
हम कल पार्लियामेंट के अंदर कठोर कानूनों के प्रावधान के साथ नया कानून बनाने की दिशा में भी आगे बढ़ रहे हैं लेकिन हमें भविष्य के लिए सोचना है हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति ट्रांसपेरेंट हो हमारी परीक्षा पद्धति में सबसे ज्यादा टेक्नोलॉजी का उपयोग हो इन सारी बातों को ध्यान में रखते हुए विश्व प्रसिद्ध टेक्नोलॉजी एक्सपर्ट श्रीमान नंदन निलेकनी जी के नेतृत्व में एक हाई पावर टास्क फोर्स बनाने का निर्णय किया है जो एग्जामिनेशन रिफॉर्म की तरफ फोकस करेगा
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said, the youth of the country have a crucial role in building a Viksit Bharat. He said they are not only the driving force behind a developed India, but also its greatest beneficiaries. Addressing participants of the Viksit Vibrant Village program through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said, when the energy of youth is channeled towards addressing national challenges and finding solutions, the future of the country becomes brighter. He added that when young people connect with grassroots realities, they strengthen India's journey towards inclusive development. Speaking about the Viksit Vibrant Village program, the PM said the initiative was designed to inspire young people to visit, understand and engage with the country's border villages. He noted that the program received an overwhelming response with nearly 3 lakh youth participating in the competition, out of whom more than 400 were selected. Prime Minister Modi remembered the brave hearts of the nation today on the occasion of Kargil Vijay Diwas, stating that India is continuously scaling new heights, be it defence production, defence exports, or political cooperation with friendly nations. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi said today, the 26th of July is a date that does not require a calendar to be remembered, as Kargil Vijay Diwas is being celebrated today.
आज कारगिल विजय दिवस है ये दिन हमें गर्व से भर देता है ये दिन हमें अपने वीर जवानों के अद्भुत साहस की याद दिलाता है कारगिल की ऊंची ऊंची चोटियां कठिन मौसम दुश्मन की चुनौती हर परिस्थिति हमारे सैनिकों के सामने थी लेकिन उनका हौसला हर चुनौती से बड़ा था उन्होंने मां भारती की रक्षा के लिए अपना सर्वस्व अर्पित कर दिया आज कारगिल विजय दिवस पर मैं सभी वीर शहीदों और वीर सैनिकों को श्रद्धापूर्वक नमन करता हूं
Union Minister Pralhad Joshi today assumed charge as the Education Minister. Mr. Joshi was appointed to the post yesterday following the resignation of Dharmendra Pradhan. Mr. Joshi also continues to hold the portfolios of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution and New and Renewable Energy. Soon after taking charge, he chaired a review meeting of the Education Ministry to assess the implementation of various schemes and key initiatives. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today reiterated that there will be no talks with Pakistan and any dialogue would focus solely on Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, which he described as an integral part of India illegally occupied by it. The Defence Minister was addressing the 27th Kargil Vijay Diwas celebrations at Dras in Ladakh. Mr. Singh stated that every nefarious act against India's sovereignty will be met with the same resolute response that the Indian Defence Forces delivered to terrorists and their patrons through Operation Sindoor with unmatched bravery. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has congratulated squash player Anahat Singh on winning the gold medal at the 2026 World Junior Championship, becoming the first Indian to claim this prestigious title. In a social media post, the Lok Sabha speaker noted that this historic accomplishment reflects exceptional talent, dedication and perseverance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.